This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. When you can't be here for the live show, check out the Kelly & Company podcast, where you can listen to the show parceled out and available to you in segment form, or you can listen to the complete Kelly & Company podcast experience where we toss on an audio vanity card at the end of the complete show. It's also fun, folks, because you can do it via your favorite podcatcher, so whatever you're most comfortable with, use it. Do a search for AMI Kelly & Company or Kelly & Company, and when we pop up, please add us to your library, and you can follow the show via podcast and listen whenever it is convenient for you. Kelly McDonald with Ramya Muthan.
Okay, well, this is going to be a real exciting subject because, Kels, I love keeping my kitchen clean, and somebody else here does too. It's Mary Mammoliti of Kitchen Confession.
If you're like me, the kitchen is your favorite room in the house. I'm Mary Mammoliti, here with a handful of goodies from my kitchen, including food trends, cooking tips, and of course, some delicious recipes.
Mary, of late, I get really, really excited when we talk about cleaning. And I never thought... but I never thought that you shared the same passion with me, because today we're going to talk about some of the things in our kitchen.
Hold on, ma'am. Did you say this was a passion or more of a it's a must?
No.
I'm looking here to see in her notes if she says that.
I am obsessed with this.
See? I knew it. I knew she wouldn't let me down.
Or cleaning the kitchen.
Cleaning the kitchen and keeping it clean. Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Don't judge us. You sound judgmental. Are you judging?
Very much so, you two. You know, that's just the way I roll. I'm just judgmental of this. The jury is out here. Hang on, they're back in. Let us wait and see.
No, I'm telling you, this is Kelly, just give it a chance. Give her a chance, because this is going to be so exciting. Take notes, please. Because we're talking about...
This is great.
Yeah. Some of the things in our kitchen that we should be cleaning, but probably never thought of, Mary, like... Amazing.
It's so true. I mean, and thanks to the internet for introducing me to all this madness. It's a mix of so many things. But like I said, I never thought that I would be obsessed with watching or listening to people cleaning and organizing. Honestly, if you haven't done this yet, once you try, you will be hooked on it. So it's my new form of entertainment. I mean, I've always been tidy. Honestly, I have always been tidy. But these are next level. Like, they are next level. Have you heard of, like, the home edit in the U.S. or Marie Kondo, who brings us joy, or who sparks joy, rather. And then Go Clean Co., a Calgary-based cleaning company. They've got over 1.5 million Instagram followers who listen to them and watch their cleaning videos and listen to what their cleaning advice is. So if you know who these three are, we are now BFFs. Thank you very much. You and I.
Well, nobody can knock making sure your spaces are clean. When I tease about that, I'm certainly not suggesting that, like, yeah, run around with that filthy kitchen. Don't worry about what you're putting in there, Mayor. I'm not trying to suggest that for a moment.
No, I don't. But
it was very disturbing. Yeah. But we need to get started, like, cause there's a lot to share here.
Well, with your fixation. Yeah. Okay. All right.
There's a lot, and it's all good stuff, Kelly. I'm telling you, one thing that everyone forgets, or most people forget when they're cooking is turn on that hood fan, because that fan actually helps and prevents these greasy messes. So cutting through that grease on your stovetop backsplash, it's a huge hassle. So to help to eliminate some of that and some of that buildup, turn the fan on, because it sucks all that steam and everything up. But sometimes when we're cooking, I mean, I love to cook. We all know I love to cook, but I can be a little messy on my stovetop. When you get some of those little grimy messes, a great way, and what they suggest, is to wipe it down, wipe down the cooktop using Dawn Power Wash Dish Spray. Now, I know this is not the natural alternative, but I do have some natural alternatives to cleaning methods here. Some of these are a little more powerful, but they get the job done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Next, again, I'm going to stick with this range hood. There are filters on this, on your range. Did you guys know this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, because I've been cleaning them.
Okay. Ramya, you are my people. So these fans have two filters, and a lot of people just don't know where to find them.
Right.
So they're directly right in your hood fan, right on the underbelly of the hood range. And then there are two sides, which there are two little, I'd say, grooves that you can push in and then pop them out.
Yeah.
Majority of them are built that way.
They're like little clips.
And then you just pop. Yeah. Little clips, yeah. Pop them out. And then this is where all that grease and dirt and everything gets trapped in. So we want to get rid of that.
Well, and the reason to be obsessed with that, Rum, is to keep ahead of it.
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So what Go Clean Co. recommends is try spraying with a degreaser, a heavy-duty degreaser like Mr. Clean. And they are specific. Mr. Clean, this yellow Mr. Clean. So when really? I go to the grocery store, I always ask, is there a yellow Mr. Clean? Yes.
And then do you sing the song, and gets rid of dirt and grease in just a minute?
No, but I want to record that so I can play it when I do it.
I want you to sing it in the store.
I'm going to get ma'am. I'm going to say, listen to Kelly. and then you just run that through the dishwasher.
Okay.
Or there is a natural alternative to this, and I have tried this. What you can do is lay some paper towel down on your counter, put those filters directly on top of that, and then we're going to start with three different cleaning agents. I call them cleaning agents, but they work like that. So you want to spray each one with about 6 sprays of white vinegar. And then you're going to drizzle over top about 3 tablespoons of lemon juice and then sprinkle 2 tablespoons over the baking soda. These measurements are per
filter.
What's the word I'm looking for? Filter. Thank you. Okay. I'm not well today, guys. I'm working with half a brain today. So
too much done.
Clean the filter.
Get that fan on.
And then what I want you to do is just listen for like this hissing sound. And that is the chemical reaction of the acid and the baking soda. It's working to cut through that grease. So let it sit there for about 5 minutes. Bring it over to your kitchen sink, grab a scrub brush, and then rinse it with warm water. Now you can do this as often as you'd like, but if you're a heavy cook, maybe once a month, and then just soap and water in between if needed. Or the other one is fill your sink with warm water. Drop a dishwasher pellet. These dishwasher pellets are great for so many things. Drop a dishwasher pellet in that sink, add the fan filter to that mixture, and then let it sit for about half an hour. And then you just rinse it. So that's if it's just a quick clean and you want to really get in there, that's a perfect way to do it as well. Then there's your sink. Now, I always wash down my sink, but then you want to get a really good clean into your sink.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a simple way to de-germ, de-grease, and, well, de-everything, the inside of your kitchen sink. So according to Go Clean Co., first, get your mixture of white vinegar and dish soap into a spray bottle. The measurements are about 1/4 cup of white vinegar with 2.5 cups of water, plus a few drops of whatever dish soap you have on hand that you use. That'll do the trick. Spray to cover your sink, let it sit for about an hour, scrub with a scrub brush again, and then rinse it. I always like to just make sure, wipe it down with a paper towel, and then you're ready to go.
What I love How is that any micro- of the vinegar dish soap combinations just reminds me of bathing my dog, because that's what I used to bathe them with. Really? It works for everything.
So yeah. He smells a bit of a salad.
I was just gonna say
less vinegar than thing, and then it's all going into water. By the way, this is like a very diluted version. So no,
yeah, because otherwise he'd vanish.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then I'd be hungry all the time.
I know.
Smell this vinegar and salad thing.
Yeah, and most likely go for the chips.
Oh yes. Well. Let's talk about the microwave here, because
yeah.
the big thing, yeah, We don't want the microwave smelling like Remy's dog either. But the thing also is the smell, and what you've got here, that should assist immensely.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then even in the microwave, you just want to put a bowl of water mixed with a couple of glugs of white vinegar. Again, that white vinegar in there, microwave for 5 minutes. Everything should get really easy to wipe inside. So you could just grab a rag or a sponge and then just wipe it all down. It's that vinegary steam.
Nice.
But believe it or not, the vinegar tends to get to me after a while.
Yeah.
So I do dilute it a little more because it's a little strong for me.
And these days too, Mary, just to add to it, if like around your house when you're using vinegar, right, and you're like, I don't want my whole house to smell like vinegar, that's when the essential oils come into good help as well.
Absolutely. And if you have wood floors, I've got a solution for that as well. I'm going to jump ahead because I got to get to this wood floor, which I absolutely love. Use laundry detergent to clean your floors. Now, it works on every floor, every type of floor, but on my wood floors, I have never had them this clean. And there's no build, there's no squeak, there's nothing to it. They're just beautiful. So for the floor, because I don't like that vinegary scent, we were just talking about that. So a lot of people use vinegar and water. This removes that for me. So you get 1 teaspoon of powdered Tide laundry detergent. And now they specify powdered because it's not the pellet, it's not the liquid, it has to be the powdered form. They'll explain, if you go on their website, the chemical reaction and why it's the powdered Tide laundry detergent. I'm not that advanced, so I just follow what they said about the 1 teaspoon powdered Tide laundry. And then you fill up your Vileeta mop. If you have that spin mop, it's ideal. And it's key for this because, one, you can use the little pedal to spin it, to wring it out, and it's just, it cleans beautifully. And you can wash them. So fill that mop bucket up with water, pump the foot about 7 to 10 times. You want it really dry before you wipe your floor. You don't want it dripping. And that's it. And then just keep on replacing the water as needed and just do your floor. You'd be surprised what comes off these floors when you use this. And I find it to be so much better than any vinegar or any other cleaning agent for the floors.
Okay. So going back to the kitchen then, how about the fridge?
The fridge. I know I went off because I absolutely love that trick. But the fridge, again, we're going back with the Tide. And they do suggest adding a little bit of bleach of this. If you're not cool with that, you can eliminate or omit the bleach. But you want to remove everything from inside your refrigerator. Fill the sink with some water, a teaspoon of, again, Tide powder laundry detergent, a splash of bleach, and then using that liquid, get a rag and then wipe down the entire inside of the fridge. And then dry it down with a towel or paper towel, whatever you have. And then they also suggest, you know, when you have those little bits in your drawers or on your shelves, it could be crumbs from something, right? What they suggest is using a vacuum to suck that all out before you actually wipe it down, right? Isn't it a game changer?
Yeah, well, I would think some people would think, oh, you're supposed to do that. But it's the easiest way, isn't it? And like you said, you want that gone before you go wiping it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if not, you're just dragging it all over. Because between the crumbs and the water and the sponge, and you're just dragging it everywhere. So if you vacuum it up first and then wipe it down, it is the perfect combination. You get it nice and clean. Clean your condiments. So you're going through all that trouble to clean out your refrigerator. And then you're going to put all these mucky condiments back in. Go through them. Throw out anything that, one, you no longer use, has expired, whatever the case is. The ones that you're keeping, run them under some warm water, wipe them down, put them back in the fridge nice and clean, and you will feel so much better for that.
Agreed.
Right?
And I'm sitting here quietly because I know that Kelly's not going to prompt it, but you have a bit of a quiz for us?
I do. I do. I was actually...
You're a wise co-host. I was wondering if you'd pick up on that, Amuthan.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. He's too quiet.
Mary and I had a talk already. Okay. Yeah,
we did.
Oh, good. Then you don't expect me to answer anything. Okay, Rum, go ahead. I'm going to watch and observe.
Nice try.
I'm learning the Rumya excuses. Anyway.
So this is what I want you both to take this quiz. How good are your housekeeping habits? Okay. Question number one, how often should you get a new kitchen sponge? Once every few weeks, once every few months.
Once every few weeks.
Yeah.
Yes. You guys are both right.
Well, they stink otherwise.
Well, in between, throw your sponge in the dishwasher and then just run it on a hot, dry setting. The heat will actually kill the germs of the bacteria in the sponge. So it'll last you a little longer, but right. It is definitely, you want to switch it out every few weeks. Next one. Should you dust before or after cleaning your floors?
Shouldn't you dust before? So all the stuff gets everywhere and then you wash your floors?
That's what I would think.
Is that your final answer?
Rum, yeah. I'm following you on this one so I can complain being wrong.
Yeah. Wipe everything down, then wash the floors.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just dump all the dust onto the floor.
Like you said, exactly. So you're dusting. It's inevitable. The dust will get onto the floor and then you just mop all that up. Next. When do you wash your dishes? I wash my dishes immediately, or I get around to it eventually.
Oh, good grief. I like to wash immediately. I can't stand them around.
Come on. There has to be an in-between answer for this
no.
one.
Like, No.
Not immediately, but it's maybe after one or two meals.
It's right or wrong. Or what's your rum at the end of the day? Yeah, just enough one that the kitchen two, smells.
Okay. No, to be honest, I wash big pots and pans while I'm cooking because I don't want to deal with those later. But yeah, there's always a few straggler sink dishes.
It's interesting. You keep the kitchen clean, but then anyone who walks in who can't see
goes, tiny dish or two.
Oh my gosh, it stinks. Oh, that's the dirty dishes. Don't worry about those.
Never. I always pre-rinse. Thank you very much.
Well, the answer is wash dishes immediately.
Yeah.
Some cleaning experts actually cringe at the thought of leaving dishes in the sink. Because the longer you leave the dirty dishes in the sink, the longer the chances you'll develop some bacteria. So you're better off just taking that extra 20 minutes to wash your dishes. Okay, last one for you guys.
Super quick, Mary, 10 seconds.
How often should you clean your bed sheets?
Oh, gosh.
Once a week, Ron. Go ahead. Try that one,
once a week, yeah. Once
Throw
a
that
week.
Out there. Mm-hmm. Once a week, right?
It is once a week. It is.
Okay. And on that note.
Okay, Mayor. We didn't keep him in the kitchen.
So sorry.
Thanks, Mary.
Oh, this has been a hell of a day. Thank you so much, everyone.
Mary Mammoliti of Kitchen Confession. Go to kitchenconfession.com for all the details.
All right, folks. We'll be back in a few moments. Get ready to clean your fridges while we wrap up the show.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.